Okay, finally doing my ramble. So I don't think anyone really wants to hear it. Okay, you know what? First of all you bitches in Florida, in Australia, I'm gonna send you some snow. I just came out to my car and I've been locked in the house for like 2 days because of the snow. And Jesus Christ. We had a lot of snow before. It snowed again, but now it's just, there's nowhere left to put it. So, this isn't a work commute because my work commutes are very long. They vary from about 45 minutes to about 2 hours because I drive a lot for work. So I'm just recording myself going to the shop to buy some groceries. I didn't warm my car up because I don't have one of those remote starter things. So, yes, we're just waiting for the car to warm up a bit. Mm-hmm. Let's hear us on the radio, shall we? We're not listening to Hit Swan. If it's anything good, maybe I can sing and warm up a bit. Oh, we've got the Aladdin song. This whole new world with you. A whole new world is where we'll be. 1991, Peebo Bryson, Regina Bell, I think. Who and me. Yep. Okay. Let's see if I can get the heat going now. Okay. I'm sorry. I never prepare anything. There's those people out there that get mad at those of us that just upload shit without prepping at all. And I feel kind of bad because I'm one of those people. All right. You know what? We're just going to go, even though it's really cold still. I'm going to put on this extra coat. Oh, God, that coat's cold. I can't. Get out first. Okay. Oftentimes I get stuck pulling out of my driveway. Not today. Oh, I gotta put my seatbelt on. The car's gonna keep yelling at me otherwise. Okay, I'm really bad. I don't put my seatbelt on. In fact, the only reason I did it just then is because I don't want listeners to get mad at me. All five of you. I know how many people listen to these kind of things, so it's not very many. But those that do really appreciate it. They really like rambles, so someone told me that. This thing I do with my tongue all the time when I talk, I kind of go, yep, yeah. And I didn't notice it until I started listening to myself back. And of course, I hate doing that. So I do that a lot. And someone said that it kind of triggered their ASMR a little bit. So I'm like, okay. What else do I do a lot? I say a lot. I crack my knuckles all the time. Habit. I've been doing it since I was 4 years old. I remember when I actually started, my stepdad, I used to watch him click, you know, lace his fingers together and just stretch them out and crack them. And I thought, wow, let me try that. And I did it and they all cracked. And I remember laying in bed once and I must have been like three. And I remember looking at my wall and I think remember thinking, which one of my fingers cracks the most? So I went through and I like pushed my finger against, oh shit, sorry. And I pushed my finger against the wall one at a time to see which one would crack. And they all cracked slightly, but my middle finger cracked the most. And like from that day forward, when I crack my knuckles, I start by cracking my middle fingers. Now I just like crack like all different portions of them and what have you, but like I crack them side to side, back and forth, and it's really disgusting. To the point where like we cannot be friends if it bothers you because I do it so often. So yeah. Well, just phoned my mother and I asked her if she needed anything, so she has asked and requested me to go to McDonald's for her. So I'm going to McDonald's. Another week of this shit, and then I go to England, and it's gonna be cold there, but it won't be as cold, and so I'll be there for 10 days. I'll be in Newcastle-upon-Tyne for 10 days, and I'm already forgetting my Geordie accent again. And then I'll come back, and it will be March, which is the month of spring, and that just makes me feel better. I have really bad depression in the wintertime. Hey, asshole. Get out of my lane. Thank you very much. I turn into a beast when I'm in my car. Except, no, most people really are bad at driving. Like, listen to this asshole. Most people are really bad at driving. I'm no better, but I'm very cautious. Like, I'm terrible. I text and I fucking go on Reddit on my phone. I know it's awful. But right now, the roads are really covered. Like, they're cleared off, but all the snow is piled on the side, so there's, like, hardly any space left. So yeah. I just want winter to be over. Apparently, I have nothing to talk about today. What was it? Welcome back, Mac Mage quit. Our fellow Redditor. That was MIA for a couple weeks. I'm so sorry about your throat. That's really horrible. You had to stay in the hospital. I could talk about that. I'm type 1 diabetic, so I'm no stranger to hospital stays. Last year, around this time, I was in the hospital with double viral pneumonia, and it's awful, if nothing else, because it's extremely boring. I'm lucky in that I didn't have to share a room with anybody, but God, it's boring. Just, ugh. And with the amount of money it costs, you truly could be on vacation. You really could. I mean, thousands of dollars a night. Really. Okay, I think I'm gonna have to pause this because I'm not gonna like leave it on to like another shit the drive through. I shall return.
And here you go.
Thank you. Have a
wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks.
And I turned my phone back on. Oh. Everybody's working for the weekend. Oh, sorry guys, for the noise. I'm sorry, my finger hit the button and I turned you back on, so We'll just go with it. Hi, thanks. I got myself an iced coffee. Yes, I'm a New Englander. I'm drinking iced coffee, and it's 22 degrees out. Indeed. Except my fingers are so goddamn cold, I can't get the wrapper off of this straw. Here we go. Oh, Jesus. That is so good. Thank you. My normal choice is a Dunkin' Donuts Almond Joy iced coffee, but it's only $1 if I get the McDonald's for an iced coffee. So yes, I was in the hospital last year. They couldn't figure out why the pneumonia wouldn't go away. They were pumping me full of antibiotics, and they're like, well, you can go home when your blood, you know, your white cell count goes down. So every morning, the lab would come in, and they would draw my blood, and they'd come back, you know, whenever the doctor came in and be like, oh, your blood cell count, your white cell count went up, so you can't go home. And one time, it was like, I don't know, it was like within like 2 points of when I should have gone home. And I swore that I was going to be able to go home the next day. The doctor comes in. He's like, wow, it just shot up again. I'm like, what? So I was like freaking, I have anxiety. So, you know, I wasn't just chilling, you know, at the hospital, you know. It was boring, but I was, you know, freaking out. You know, oh my God, I'm never going to leave here. I'm going to die. You know, that kind of thing. Because that's how I am. So, as it turns out, many forms of antibiotics can increase your white cell count, and that's what they think was happening to me, because they were just pumping me with a cocktail of different antibiotics, because they couldn't... Finally, they were just like, we don't think this is bacterial, this has got to be viral, because nothing is working. And if you're familiar with imaging, when you have pneumonia, if you look like do a Google image search of pneumonia, of chest x-rays, you'll see, like, one of the lungs will look a little bit kind of cloudy. And that's your indication that that's where the pneumonia is. Well, my lungs, if you looked at them, like, were big, white, snowy blasts of powder. That's how bad the infections were. And they were having me take chest x-rays every single day, which is really stupid, because, you know, it's not going to go away that quickly, but, yeah, I would, you know, peek in and look at the images every morning to see how, you know, how it was coming along, and there was never a difference from day to day, of course, so, yeah, I had double pneumonia. It was awful. I'm telling you, like, oh my God, my, oxygen saturation would dip down to, like, 60% when I would move around and walk. And I was getting winded just from, like, oh my God, from, like, walking across the room or something. It was awful. It was, like, the most crippling feeling. And when I finally did get out of the hospital, I had to, like, have oxygen, like, at night while my lungs, like, my lungs convalesced, as you could say. And, you know, the reason this probably happened is because as a type 1 diabetic, your immune system is a little suppressed, so. But this is actually the first time I've ever actually experienced anything like that, so I'm hoping it has nothing to do with actually having, you know, that chronic illness. I hope it's a fluke. But, well, my commute is almost over, and I think I'm, like, God, no one's going to want to listen to any more of this. And plus, the car is really loud, so I'm just going to stop it here at 15 minutes. And, you know, hopefully one or two of you enjoyed this. Actually, I know a couple of you are going to enjoy this. All right. Thanks. Thanks for listening, guys.